This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, I'm going to stop and check the time zone. I don't know where I am. I don't know what time it is. I don't know what I look. There are mountains in front of my view. I see mountains up there covered in snow. Paul Barrettiero, my buddy, this doesn't look like Florida.
No.
What happened?
I don't know. We have a time warp.
We're doing the time warp. Actually, today we are broadcasting live from Duggar Wellness in Bountiful, Utah.
Yep.
Welcome to Bountiful.
Thank you. Dr. Jerry Duggar has been so gracious to host us here. We're in his loft, a beautiful place, nice and warm.
Yes.
I should be freezing cold because I see snow. That should be enough. I should turn into a popsicle.
That's right.
But it didn't happen.
No. Nope.
Folks, it didn't happen. So welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, we're going to go outside the box with our good buddy Ty Bollinger in the second hour. But first hour, we are on. Paul Barrettiero and Dr. Duggar, and we are going to talk about flu in a moment. But I want to first introduce everybody to Dr. Jerry Duggar. Now, you met Paul, Dr. Duggar, at a chiropractic conference.
Right. The Utah Chiropractic Association show, and we had the pleasure, my brother and I, Jason, meeting Dr. Duggar and went to dinner and just delightful, him and his wife, sweetheart people, and we're grateful to know them.
Well, so, I go to those seminars often, and most of the time, I just spend talking to the vendors because the CE speakers are so terrible. But so that was one of the good things that came out of the Utah Chiropractic Association year is that I had a good chance to talk to Paul, and we've been drinking the Kool-Aid or the water. I mean,
the water we love so much,
And communicating from time and again. So, great.
And we just, before we got over to your place, there was a nice health food store just a couple of blocks away.
Natural Grocers.
We got some good organic snacks just to hold us through because my body says it's past dinner time. But I didn't sleep long last night because we had an early flight. But I'm grateful that you're hosting and actually having, you know, another healer in the mix today is really awesome. Super D, I got to check in with you, though, because, you know, I've been on the move. You've been working it behind the scenes to get us ready for the broadcast.
I'm here, present and accounted for, sir.
Mr. Excitement, Super Don is present and excited.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so Super Don, this is actually your opening story in a sense because it's a USA Today story, and I know that's the only newspaper you read. No, I'm just kidding. Of course not. But you actually found this article, and it says, yes, the flu season is brutal, but it's not the worst. And it's like, wait, could it be that a mainstream media outlet is actually putting a little bit of perspective that we are not in the midst of the Spanish influenza of 1918? Could
it be true.
No.
It's true. The mainstream media has, I don't know what's going on with USA Today. I don't think they got the CDC memo. Because, as you know, over the last few weeks, we've been covering the flu pretty extensively. And when you go through the news, it's just all of these horrible, oh, everybody's dying. And you know, it's just like the 1918 Spanish flu and the epidemic and then blah, blah. And here, lo and behold, USA Today decides to bring people back down to earth here and, you know, put a little perspective on the situation. So when you read through the article, they ask questions. Yo, well, is there anything unusual about this year's flu virus? No, not really. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, What is this USA Today? I can't believe this is. But literally, I mean, the one big thing, and I don't know if you've noticed, but in the news, you see all these stories about how all the children are dying. Right? I mean, children are dying. This child here, this child here. Not that we're trying to make light of the fact that the children are dying. No, I mean, not. You know, of course not. You know, it's tragic. You know, if anybody dies, especially a child. But then they asked the question here. They said, has there been an unusual number of child flu deaths? And the answer is no. And this is according to CDC statistics, right, that the number of child deaths in this flu season so far is far behind what we've seen in other years. Yet you wouldn't know that by watching the news.
No, it's Super Don. What we've covered here is that a lot of these deaths are due to the drugs that are used to suppress the response, the immune response, including now Tamiflu, where we're seeing more bizarre episodes occurring. Dr. Duggar, I got to ask you, you've got obviously more holistically inclined clientele by the time they find you, but are there any concerns, people bringing up the flu here in your office, or are you having to communicate this?
Yeah, so what I have noticed that the flu-like illnesses,
good way to say that.
We don't say flu because 98% of the time nobody knows exactly what it was.
But ready, you can see how awesome.
You know, flu-like illnesses this year seem to be pretty intense in that they are lasting a long time. Mm-hmm. Even some of my relatively healthy patients, if they are getting it, it's dragging out and it's a pain. You know, they're not happy. And I do have some patients who find me, and they're not necessarily holistically inclined to begin with, who have had the vaccination, which I think has been woefully poor performing.
And,
I mean, they're rarely above even 40% effective, according to the CDC, but this one's really poor. So, it's been interesting. I do phone consultation work, telemedicine, and I was on the phone with a patient in Kansas City today. And, she used to be my employee, and she's very health conscious, and she's been sick for 3 months.
Wow.
So there's something. I think that this is an interesting strain, let's put it that way.
Yeah. Or an interesting environmental threat, and maybe not necessarily viral, right?
We right.
talk about
certainly
the terrain. What other kind of, stressors have we been dealing with, right?
I'm glad you brought that up because as we were discussing, the interesting thing about this patient was massive amounts of stress, relocating husband, getting a new job, And so immune system drops, and now even though she was quote unquote doing the right things, wasn't quite enough.
Yeah.
And so she hasn't been able to kick it as quickly as she would have expected. So.
Folks, this is the thing. What Dr. Duggar said is so right on, in that you could be doing what you perceive to be all the right things, eating all the clean foods, and the stress can sap you of your immune integrity. It can obviously diminish mineral content as well. There are a lot of impacts and stress is normal for everyday life, but you throw in the kind of stress you just described, it'd be surprising if someone didn't succumb to something that was moving around.
And I think, in my perspective, there's also, it's not so much that we all want to never get sick. There's a training of the immune system. There's a strengthening that happens when we when we get exposed to pathogens. It's tough when they're nasty. We want to nurse people
through. It's inconvenient. Yeah.
But I don't think we win.
No.
If we somehow magically didn't have any flu this year, like nobody in America, somehow we had no viral illness.
Right.
I'm not sure that's a win.
Again, you said it well, that the health is not the absence of symptoms. Symptoms. Life is that. And we've got to get away from this idea, the silly, absurd, and dangerous idea that we should vaccinate everybody for everything so they don't get anything. It's ridiculous. It's not even going to work. It never will work. It's insane. And, of course, when you're visiting someone like a Dr. Duggar, you get the sanity back.
Yes.
I feel that from you. I really feel that from you.
Yes.
So what do you do? Is this a word, spinalistically?
It's not a word, but I like it.
I was
high five right there. Good job. We're making up new words.
Finalistically.
I have special privileges. I'm not a medical doctor, so I don't need prescriptions. But that I make up words.
2018. We make up words all the time.
Finalistically, what do you do to help folks? What do you see pattern wise in terms of subluxations or however you want to describe it as a doctor of chiropractic when they're coming in with these flu like symptoms and illnesses?
So I take a little bit different approach. Sometimes in chiropractic's history, without getting too much into it, we had this kind of mechanistic approach where C2 goes to here, mm-hmm. and that means I should treat that for this.
Yeah.
And we kind of had this recipe book of how to adjust someone.
It's a schematic.
Yeah, a schematic. So, oh, well, we've got this problem here. I better adjust T12.
Yeah.
The body's a holistic hologram of information and neural networks, and there's all sorts of roads in.
Mm-hmm.
So I really just find where the body's speaking to me and tell me where the misalignment is, where the imbalance to that innate expression of health is, and that's where we adjust. I do also a lot of emotional release work, and so we processed with this gal over the phone, you know, feeling unsupported and feeling vulnerable and, you know, all the emotional triggers that were at the root of why she was stressing out so much. And then we addressed the nutritional components. You know, she's eating dairy again after we've already discussed that she's sensitive and allergic to dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm such an idiot. And I'm like, yeah, well.
You were a bit distracted.
Yeah.
Move to this.
Exactly. And it's like, well, maybe I'm okay to have this. And it's a problem for her. So you have to look at all of these components that are playing into this dynamic of the immune system. It's so complicated.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But some things are out of our hands.
Yeah.
And it's good to learn from these viral exposures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paul?
Well, I was just going to say, I love what he's doing.
I love this.
Yeah.
Already. I mean, we didn't get to talk much.
I walked right from my last patient.
Right.
Right up here.
Yeah.
And
right. I'm setting up for the broadcast down in the wrong place because he's with a patient. I don't know.
Right.
We're trying to figure it out. He says, no,
we're on the parking lot.
Right. So right till showtime, we're getting it ready. So I, you know, normally I like to talk to somebody before, but
I
trust this man.
Yeah.
This Paul, my buddy, he says, Dr. Duggar is awesome. And you didn't overstate it. Thank you for being on. Thank you for hosting us.
He's one of us.
We're going to have a lot of fun this hour. We really are.
Yeah.
So Super D, we are not panicking about the flu, and I don't want anybody out there to, but we do want you to drink Echo Water.
Yes.
And we'll talk about how the molecular hydrogen plays a role in all health functions in the body, healthful functions in counteracting stress, mm-hmm. oxidative stress.
And feeling love and hope again, which is what you helped your patient get to, is so amazing from an overall wellness perspective.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
All right. Yeah. We're going to take our first break here for tonight's broadcast live from Bountiful, Utah. Thanks to Dr. Jerry Duggar.
Duggar.
And then it's DuggarWellness.com. I got that right. Right? So, folks, we got a lot more healing to go, and Ty Bollinger will be with us to go outside the box a little later. What it is about the vaccine mandates, we also got that on tap, too. Look out, Florida. They're coming after you next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's RSB Reports.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney pays spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're watching on a YouTube simulcast, which you can find at robertscottbell.com, you'll see that Dr. Duggar is an air guitarist, which we
and
I enjoy.
Slap that. Us some mean bass,
some
too.
Bass as well. So he's got the music moving through him. I love that. And Paul Baratero, my good buddy from Synergy Science, you can find it. Echo Water, of course, we got robertswater.com is a nice way you can find it and download the free ebook. If you're in the Bountiful, Utah area and you want to come down to Duggar Wellness, you can actually get some Echo Water.
That's right. Yep.
You can, and you can actually, I mean, you can retail it too, I'm sure, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can do that as well as plugging into all the wellness that's happening here. Now, Super D, I got to ask you, you troll the world for news stories that are very interesting to us on the air here, and the headline reads, "Must we deprive ourselves of all pleasure to stay healthy?" Now, is this a counteract? Me, have I told people you can have no pleasure in life whatsoever, so you'll be healthy? Is that? I'm just wondering where this.
You are like the Hitler of the health world. You know,
I mean, that's horrible. I'm so not
the orthorexic dictator of radio. No, I'm just kidding.
No, where do you get?
Look, I, the reason why I like this article, now this is written, the author I believe is out of the UK, and I think it's a legitimate question because, listen, not everybody starts their road on the road to health with using the same path. Everybody has kind of their own story, their own place that they're starting from, and a lot of times I think people do get overwhelmed by all of the things that they see and that they read about, yeah, you can't do this, and you can't do that, and you got to watch out for this, and whoa, beware of that, and yeah, you know, and it gets to the point where I can see how people might think, you know, I literally have to like live in a cave and eat tree bark to be healthy, because everything's going to kill me, right? I'm going to die if I am around, you know, everything. And so
actually, if you're in a malaria infested area of the world, Peruvian bark would be helpful to you.
Yeah, I see.
You're making this point for him.
Oops, sorry.
You are such an egghead. Anyway. I think it's an interesting question, because they do point out in here that for a lot of people, what, quote, preventative health has become synonymous with self-deprivation. I think that's just from a perspective. So if I asked you the question, you know, I mean, if you took this and you said, and I asked you, Robert, do you have to deprive yourself of all pleasure to stay healthy? What would your response be?
Well, you know, clearly a no, but when people look at the way I eat, you know, clean, organic, non-GMO, all of that, and they think, well, how do you do that? Isn't that difficult? Well, Dr. Batari said this, once difficult, now easy. Yeah, initially, the changes are hard at first, but now it's like breathing. This is what I do.
Let me just say.
What?
When Robert and I eat organic creme brulee,
yes,
or
thank you,
organic cheesecake at the Rusty Spoon on Church Street in Orlando,
that's true. We didn't deprive ourselves.
Robert's having a spiritual experience, and I would call that happiness. And so he doesn't starve himself of anything. He just wants it to be clean.
That's right.
Goodness.
I think that if they wrote the kosher laws in the Old Testament today, it would include the word organic and non-GMO.
That's right.
Pesticides are not kosher. I'm just saying.
Well, here's the thing. We have, it's a evolution, it's a process, it's a learning experience for us to go through a healing phenomenon. Mm-hmm. If we skipped to the end, we miss the lessons.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So if a patient is eating the standard American diet,
right,
the first thing for them to do is not to have a perfectly orthorexic diet.
No.
They would miss all of the development that they need. So it's about what the next step is. Mm-hmm. The problem is we're overloaded with information,
right,
and we assume it all fits us. And so, you know, if you haven't understood how to eat real food, then who cares about macronutrient balancing and ketogenic diets?
Right.
And, like, no, you're not there yet.
Right.
We're teaching, and my wife's a nutritionist, and she's our health coach for our patients, and we're teaching this weekend at a local gym how to solve the puzzle of nutrition for weight loss. And these people are so loaded with information that they're not ready for yet, because they haven't learned, they're still in training wheels. And so,
well, they're taught carbs and protein.
Yeah, so, and calories, and that's just missing the whole boat. So I would say that is a piece of this. It's all about being mildly outside of your comfort zone,
mm-hmm,
being mildly restrictive, not doing things that are bad for you. Once you know it's bad, you should stop it.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah, if you're going through the drive-thru and getting what we call like factory farm burger, you know, bring some grass-fed meat home and grill it at home and have a burger at home, right? That's
absolutely
a step. You haven't denied yourself what you're comfortable and what you think is all, and you'll find it will be of benefit to you by reducing that toxic burden to your body one step at a time. So, yes, you can still have pleasure. As Paul, he called me out. I still have the organic cheesecake occasionally. All right?
Yeah, that's right.
Folks, we got a lot more healing after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrettero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and Wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
I was just distracted by Dr. Duggar's wellness mission here. Our mission to inspire and empower a vast community of people to get healthy, stay healthy, and live their best life possible, creating a ripple effect of wellness through their family, their community, and their world. Super Don, do not say anything disparaging about that. You've just got a bad attitude to me.
He's Naughty Don.
He's Naughty Don tonight. He is, indeed. Folks, we are coming at you live from Bountiful, Utah. Links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Super Don, and you can find all about you know, this amazing healing facility, great energy here. It's a converted house. It's just really a great. I walked in. I was like, this place was just fixed up today. And you've been in it for how many years?
6 years.
You're taking great care of it.
Yeah.
After tonight, I don't know what's going to happen.
We torch it.
I know.
Burn it down,
listen,
man.
We just converted your loft into the studio here, so it's been great. We were talking about the do you need to deny yourself the pleasure, right, in order to be healthy? And I think it was an interesting discussion, the points that were brought up. And Dr. Duggar, you then brought up the seven pillars of wellness, and I think we could tie that together.
Yeah, well, I always try to break things down and make it as simple as possible for my patients to understand what's going on. And really, as their doctor, I feel my job is to help them heal five key systems: the brain and the nerve system, hormones, gut, detoxification, and structure, musculoskeletal system. Their job when they leave the office every day is to manage seven pillars of wellness. And this is nothing, you know, revolutionary here. It's just my packaging of it to make sense.
Sure.
Eat well, drink well, sleep well, move well, love well, think well. And number seven is play well. And it's important, especially as adults, we just forget how to have fun. We forget how to enjoy pleasure.
Right.
And it's not that, it's in fact the opposite of what that article or what we were saying. It's not enough just to deny ourselves. We have to go actively seek pleasurable experiences.
Right. Why would
we have to have fun? It's
right.
Amazing for our body. So we better be playing and laughing and having a great time every day.
Yeah, for sure. My life is not deprived.
No, there's no lack of silliness on this show. we have a good time here, and I hope you all do.
But
too.
I agree with all those things, and I think that you know, that covers a lot of territory.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've covered it, right?
Yeah.
What are we missing?
You said drink well, and you're not talking about down in a six-pack of brew. That's hydration, not dehydration, right?
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, we're in a state of chronic low-level but significant dehydration over years or decades that when I interviewed Dr. Batman-Gelage all those years ago, and that, I believe that interview is still up on YouTube over at robertswater.com, you know, he was curing things just by giving people water. Now, he didn't have molecular hydrogen in the water yet. Still, water does amazing things.
Yeah, prison water.
It's prison water, exactly, in Iran. Yeah. So just imagine if you take water and make it pristine and enter, you know, these energies, loving energies as well, the healing energies, and then release the molecular hydrogen. And now we talk about that pillar of wellness becoming all expansive and impacting on every one of those other pillars.
Yes. That's the magic thing about that is everyone impacts every other one.
Right.
So you get water, you know, improve that pillar, and it's going to have a huge impact on everything.
Absolutely.
Nice. Very nice.
And you know, we talk about hydrogen a lot, but like I was talking to Dr. V the other day, Dr. Veronique, and she was talking about herself, how it's helped her gut issues, it's helped her skin, it's helped her entire life. She's had a year and a half, she's been drinking the water. And bottom line, as we hit the gut, that's my most, and I know that's Robert and both of us, that's our main focus, because the gut is 60% of the immune system. The gut is more of your personality than you ever imagine. Cravings. I mean, right on down the line, the health of the gut, the life, the microbiome of the gut is so, so critical. And hydrogen, we're supposed to be producing hydrogen in the gut. And because of gut dysfunction and gut issues, we're not. And that's the whole reason I developed the product. And it's tremendous.
Cool.
So.
Integrating it into your practice since you met Paul and learned about the Echo Water, how's it been received by the patients? Anybody, because I have some people that will come over. I had a doctor of chiropractic, a good buddy of mine, came over, visited last week, and I gave him some Echo Water. He never had it.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy's sensitive to energy. He was like the first glass. He was raving, this guy.
Yeah.
And I know him. If it wasn't, he wasn't going to say it because it was just me and him, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've had any interesting experiences.
So I'm a little bit of a... I think my patients most of the time are a little bit overwhelmed anyway with everything I'm telling them. So I'm a soft sell on that.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, drink this, you know, and eventually they kind of tell me what, and they're reading about it. And a lot of them are just chronically dehydrated. I don't care if they're what they're drinking, just drink more water. But when I get the patients who are ready to kind of tap into that, no pun intended.
No,
It makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and
You know, we're doing a better job for the chiropractors. We'll probably add 300 chiropractic offices this year alone, right? So we're getting more and more video content in the chiropractic area of Synergy Science University to help them understand where to insert it into their normal. Because, you know, I talk about hydrogen. You talk about hydrogen. We lecture on it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many benefits, it's difficult for people to understand. Hydration is critical. I agree with that. And I agree that any filtered or well-done water is going to help them. Mm-hmm. We know that. Dogs go to the toilet, you know. And the reality is, though, hydrogen is such significant impacts on health and wellness. And as we get more and more messaging and we're training the chiropractors and educating them on how to talk about it, it is improving. We didn't always do as good a job as we should have on that. So
yeah,
we are repenting.
Well, we're doing a better job all the time at this. By the way, folks, if you're going to be in the Central Florida area, I will be at the Health Basket on February 3rd. That's a Saturday at 2 p.m. local time. I don't know what local time means anymore. I don't know where I am. But we're going to talk about CBD and the brain health and the nervous system. And, of course, I bring everything into these discussions. I'm not an isolate, although CBD is a profound substance from the natural world that we have overlooked or has been suppressed from our area of knowledge, much less interaction, integration. So that's an exciting thing that's coming up. And I've been dedicating this year to that brain and neurological health because more and more people are being diagnosed at any age. Of course, our elders especially, but it's happening to younger and younger people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even when you went through Doctor of Chiropractic School, I bet since you've graduated, you're seeing and hearing more diagnoses of neurological issues.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And we're also noticing more connections. We used to think brain, oh, that means you have these three conditions. You know, now we're realizing that neurological dysfunction is showing up as a component of a whole bunch of things. So you have to be able to play in all of these different systems and understand how they're talking to each other. You know, traumatic brain injury is a big topic.
Well, but, the acute response versus the chronic assault that often begins in childhood with vaccinations.
Uh-huh.
The healthiest kids I see, maybe you can validate this in your own experience, are the least or non-vaccinated children.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you've seen that too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's why, you know, we're obviously haven't vaccinated any of our kids, and they by far the healthiest in
high
there.
Five.
That's right.
And we homeschooled them all just so we wouldn't have to deal with anything. Until they got kind of through that. But it's a major player. And CBD's been a very effective tool in my office.
Excellent.
Especially with anxiety, depression, and I've got a little boy with degenerative brain disease, seizing 34 times a day, most days.
Wow.
And we've got him down to one a day, maybe, with CBD. And his mom's an advocate for the state of Utah to get medical marijuana because he needs a little THC as well.
Right, right.
But I can't prescribe that or recommend that in
the
state.
No, I know.
So.
Eventually, the compassion is going to have to win out over the dogma that has been perpetrated about the plant because this is much better medicine than anything coming out of the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Right.
And it's God's medicine.
Right.
Right?
Good stuff.
It's a very ancient plant.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. So, folks, if you want to learn more about that, there are links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Our friends at Plus CBD Oil will plug you in if you need to access that directly. RSB15 gets you 15% off. Now, talking about vaccinations in California over the last couple of years, they've been struggling because they revoked an exemption. Our friend Roseanne Lindsay points out that if you have to ask for an exemption, that means it's not a right. You're asking permission to do something that which is otherwise illegal. It's ridiculous that this is even an issue. We have so far lost our way in terms of our relationship to a servant government. The government now perceives that it owns your children, much less you, because it wants adult vaccine mandates. So in California, they revoked the exemptions, philosophical/religious, only leaving medical, and they're attacking the doctors who are providing those medical exemptions.
Right.
In Florida now, there are three bills, apparently, and this was brought to my attention by my good buddy Sayer G. from Green Med Info.
Really?
Yeah. Three bills right now trying to trudge through. We knew they were going to try it. The question is, are you going to respond? Those of you listening in Florida, you're not the only state, but right now this is the spotlight on it. This is a fundamental violation of your religious liberty. Whatever religious belief you have, spiritual belief you have, the government has no business violating it, suppressing it, telling you you don't have it. California, they are there is no constitution in effect, at this point. And so I don't want this to happen in other states. I have a feeling, in Utah, there's a lot of emphasis on appreciation for religious liberty.
Yes.
Because the LDS Church has been attacked, and they understand what it's like to be persecuted.
Yep.
So I think that this is a state that would defend religious freedom. And I've seen that so far you have religious / philosophical and medical exemptions in this state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I would say that the LDS Church is kind of a middle-of-the-road kind of player. And they're very conservative.
Yeah.
They're very conservative, too. And I mean, I don't know how to say it.
Listen,
but you would think there would be more free thinkers but there's not.
We were talking about this in the car ride on the way up here, Paul. All religions now are a reflection of the culture. The culture has become dominated by another church, and they don't look at it this way. I do, the medical church.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so overwhelmed, the people in these churches serving, all of them, that, I say the same thing about the Baptist church, the Catholic church, every church. It's like, and synagogues.
Yeah.
My gosh, do they worship doctors in synagogues, allopathic ones. They should be worshiping the DCs, not worshiping anybody. I'm joking about it. But the idea is people that are actually genuinely supporting life, right? Not denigrating and destroying it.
Right.
So it's not unique to any one church, I will say that. But yeah, Utah, obviously, it's mm-hmm. more predominant. And I would like to say, can we make inroads into all of the
churches? And the point we're making is, at least the state's not saying, you have no choice anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
that would be problematic, of course.
Yeah.
But I think that we will continue, I know we'll continue to talk about these issues, because remember, everything in life is a spiritual experience, or nothing is.
That's right.
Everything is. So don't let anybody convince you otherwise when they come at you and say, oh, you have to do this. No, it's against my beliefs. What are your beliefs? Well, live the healing that we talk about here, and you'll be better off to discover them if you haven't already.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, having a great time here in Bountiful, Utah. I think we got some Bountiful health and healing happening here. And I appreciate we got DuggerWellness.com hosting us today.
Yes.
Jerry, you've been an absolute bright light here. Pleasure to hang out with you for the first time, and I hope we can do this again.
Absolutely.
This is, you know, first hour of two. We got Ty Bollinger coming up next hour. Paul and I talk about this. You know, I got a garden out back. I didn't grow up that way. I was a city slicker. And I had to learn, gosh, you know, food comes from the ground that you grow in, right? And so it's been a great joy to add that into my life after going organic, you know, since 1990, 91, somewhere around there I went organic.
It was right? difficult so, then.
Well, yeah, it was a lot harder then. And now here's an article that says gardening may help cancer survivors eat better and feel greater worth. How do I turn that off? There you go. So this idea of gardening is, you know, some have argued it's like food for the soul, right? Even though you're going to eat it for your body. But to get out there in the dirt, and then I'm hearing, you know, I don't know how many people have gardens out here in the valley.
A lot
of people do.
Yeah,
you know, this is good science.
This is a good place for that, yeah.
We talked about in the LDS Church the encouragement or even, you know, part of the belief, store food, have at least a year, right? And I think everybody should be prepared for these things. But what about the gardening side of it? You're saying that there's a good thing happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Every one of my neighbors has a great garden. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a big plot, and we're out there all the time. I honestly don't like it as much as my wife does.
Well,
it really is therapeutic
it, right?
for her. She's,
it is for me, too.
She's got to be out there and
digging
her hand in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And on every level. I mean, you got energetic grounding. You've got soil microbiome impacts.
The love for the plants.
Yeah. And you've got ways to teach your kids responsibility. I mean, you should have a garden.
Yeah, and I think on top of that, every school, public or private, should have gardens that the kids, this would be part of their normal every day. Right. Everybody's got to touch the soil once in a day. I think, you know, that's something we've lost as well. You know, you can't be duped when you're in nature in that same way.
No.
There's some kind of connection that is strengthened in that regard. And, and I know from being so divorced and devoid of it much of my young life to get to where I am now. And, of course, this is how we were duped, that vaccines are good for you, that can actually help. I mean, we've been lied to about so many things. And it started with my discovery of how the doctors lied to me. And I don't mean they were all evil and intended to lie. They were trained a certain way. This is what they did. But as far as what they were doing was not healing, the point is. And what I needed to do was find another way. And the point is, do you respect the freedom to choose those ways? Because we have a lot of skeptics occasionally will pop in and watch our show and comment. I'm like, dude, it's fine that you believe what you believe. But if you start standing in the way of our freedom to believe differently than you, you know,
it's a problem.
That's where, you know, my tolerance level ends
right
at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's, I don't care what people do.
Yeah.
Just don't impact somebody. Just do your thing.
Yeah.
And that should be good enough, but it's never good enough. I got to make you want to do and say, wait, that's where the problem is.
Which is what's upsetting to me about the vaccine religion, because the people who believe in vaccines are so, you know, we talk about how new converts to any religion go bonkers. You're like, take it easy, right? You know, you get so excited. They're so...
Pace yourself.
They're so... How would you say? They're militaristic about it. They want to use the force of government.
Well, one of the issue is that built into the wrong model here of vaccines is this idea of herd immunity. And so your decisions do impact them in their mind. And so until we really get... Until we kind of bust that myth, that there's some magic number of people who get vaccinated are going to create safety for everybody else. They're always going to have that belief. You know, it's one thing if you want to worship in a synagogue and I want to worship in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, well, they're not really impacting each other. But because the vaccine industry, the vaccine model has this component in there saying herd immunity is going to protect us too.
Yeah. Here,
that allows them to kind of jump the fence and say, now I need you to do something that I want you to do because it's good for me.
Right, but I think it's already been proven that vaccines, they don't want to accept it, and they never will.
Right.
Bottom line, and this is what cracks me up.
Mm-hmm.
I've said this a number of times, but I'll say it again because you need to hear it. If vaccines worked, then me giving my child a vaccine should be enough because now he's immune. What does it matter what you do with your kid?
Right.
Right? If vaccines really worked, then it should create immunity.
But it's because that they don't, that we have to vaccinate everybody.
There you go.
How does that make sense?
Right.
They don't work, so everybody gets vaccinated. The flu shot sucks, but everybody should get it.
Everybody got it. Maybe
it's tested, right? And it would work 10%.
Once a week.
Right. Also, the truth about vaccines is being re-released, I believe, this week. The links are in the show notes for free. Download it. Watch it. I'm in it. I don't know if that's good or bad, but you'll see me in there, too, talking about
those. They just hailed you.
No, don't do that, folks. We'll be back with Ty Bollinger outside the box, because the power to heal is yours.
Yay.
Thanks, Dr. Durbin.
Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.